As we come before the Lord's table, we are reminded that we should always remember to observe the Lord's Supper. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Especially, He provided the salvation for each one of us so that we can come here to remember Him, to worship Him. The salvation that God planned for us started before the foundation of the world. And this is stated in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Paul says that God had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And then in verse 11, Paul says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His will. Here, Paul reiterates the marvelous truth by affirming that believers have been predestinated to salvation according to God's own purpose and will. Now, many Christians reject the teaching that God chose or predestinated believers to salvation. They think believers themselves choose God. Now, in one sense, they are right, because salvation involves an act of will in turning from sin to embrace Christ. But the issue in predestination goes deeper than that. It is a question of initiative. The question is, did God choose you on the basis of your faith in Him, or did He, by choosing you, enable you to respond in faith? So these are the two things that the people consider. The answer is clear in the scripture. In Romans chapter 3, verse 11 says that no man seek God on his own. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, unregenerate people have no capacity to understand spiritual truth. It is all foolishness to them. They are spiritually dead, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. They are blind, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And ignorant, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. How can people in that condition initiate saving faith? They cannot. That is why Jesus says, no man can come to me except the Father which had sent me draw him. And Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. Paul ended that God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. In Christ, before the foundation, before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9. Now, God took the initiative. He chose us and gave us saving faith. And what must we do? We must rejoice in that truth. Rest in His power to confirm all things to His will. draw strength and assurance from his promise that he will that never to let us leave God's protecting hand. In other words, God will protect us forever once we come to him. John chapter 10, verse 27 to 29. So as we come to the Lord's table this morning, we must remember that we must live each day as God's elected one by shunning sin and following after holiness. And this is the time that we have to examine ourselves, whether we have obeyed what the Lord has told us. So let us at this time bow our heads in prayer and ask God to search our hearts and bless the, the element that we are going to partake. Father in heaven, we thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ into this world to save us from sin. And we thank you for your great love that you have chosen us unto salvation. And you desire all thy children to live a holy life, to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, as we come before the Lord's table, we pray that you will search each one of our hearts by your Spirit and remove all the obstacles, all the sin that have hindered us from having fellowship with thee. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your cleansing. And this morning we pray, even as we partake the Lord's Supper, we pray that you will bless this element, help us always to remember what you have done for us and all the words that you have taught us. We pray and thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen.